It's a little different Brian Goff Show, just in the fact that it's really not the Brian Goff Show. It's just a piece, like 15 minutes of the Gear Dive with Johnny Wonder over at golfwrx.com. We went in and talked a lot. We talked like a lot just what's going on, you know, kind of deep thoughts in golf. But then we got into what Mel and I are doing with the Build Shop to build custom golf equipment straight out of our garage right here at home until COVID-19 subsides and we can get a retail shop. So this is just a little piece of that. I definitely wanted to make sure that you heard it. And if you want to hear the entire conversation, man, we talk all sorts of shop and golf. Obviously, it's the Gear Dive, so a lot of gear talk over there. Make sure and give that podcast with Johnny Wonder, The Gear Dive from Golf WRX, subscribe. But hopefully, you enjoy this little bit and you're excited for the things to come with Brian Goff. Hopefully, you know that I use that in a sense of that is the name of my business, not me talking about myself in the third person.
The Brian Goff Show.
Four!
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your workshop. You know, are you going to create a business out of your garage? Because I kind of love that idea. But like, what are you doing in that thing? Are you taking orders now? Or are you going to build a set for Wonder? Or what are you doing?
Well, look, the industry has been hit pretty hard because of COVID-19. That's obvious. That's not something that, you know, it's not a secret. But with that being said, when I lost my job, a couple things came along with that, and a couple things were pretty good that came with that. One of them was a lot of skill and a lot of knowledge that I picked up my time building and fitting golf clubs. So for now, look, you're not doing, nobody's fitting right now. You can't touch people. You can't be around people. You can be swapping golf clubs and grips and things like that. You can't just like wipe them down and be like, we're good to go for 3 hours. Let's go get fit. So I am currently building golf clubs. I built a complete build shop in my garage. Only thing missing in my garage currently is a loft and lie machine for a putter. Okay. And that's okay. So I have a loft and lie machine, a Mitchell, on the way. I actually picked it up. Have you ever seen the movie Days of Thunder, Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
What is Robert Duvall said that we stole the engine? I kind of got a loft and lie machine in a weird, cool way, or yes, I paid money for it, but it just kind of fell into my lap. So I got a digital loft and lie machine coming for irons. Okay. So I'll be able to do that all starting Wednesday. So I literally have everything but a putter vending machine. And thanks to a lot of friends in our industry, I'm basically seen in the eyes of, you know, like true sports as a fitter, because I am. I will fit as soon as we're allowed to do that. But until then, just building golf clubs out of my garage, still able to get shafts. Thank God that some companies are still working. People are sending me reshafts. People are, you know, I'm able to get some components and able to build up some brand new clubs. And I have to be honest with you, Johnny, in 1 week of doing this and really barely even doing it, I know I posted the picture of my build shop on my Instagram, but I've done just as well in 1 week than I have in like a month working for someone else, you know. And I'm knocking on wood, I'm currently benefiting from my situation. And that is, I have been forced to go do it on my own. It's kind of like when you turn 18 and if your parents coddled you, you probably maybe made it, maybe failed. But if your parents kicked you out when you turned 18, you had no choice but to succeed. I'm kind of on my own. And that's been good that I've been kicked out of the house and I'm able to do it on my own. And, this 6 month goal, and this is all COVID pending. And that's why it's 6 months. Otherwise it'd be about 3 months. I'm going to have a little retail shop probably located here in Fleming Island, Florida. It'll be called Brian Golf. We'll run C's and T's out of it. We'll have a hitting bay. We'll have, you know, some brands to fit with. I mean, I'll say some brands, probably a lot of brands. It'll be, you know, I'll say it like this. Take the vibe of the hangout and let me combine it with a serious club builder and fitter in mind. You know what I'm saying? We're not running just apparel out of there. We're running, it's a serious one-stop shop for custom fit. You know, you come fit, we'll do probably one bay and a nice little putting area, a little lounge, who knows, you know, maybe get a beer and wine license. That's the 6 month goal. And I think that's aggressive and we're going to kind of stick to that. Thankfully, what I'm noticing now already is that we're going to be able to create a place that people want to come. So I can put it wherever I would like. And that's why we're going to probably stick it in Fleming Island, where we're, you know, there's a lot of really good golf courses in our area. Okay. Some of the top golf courses in the Jacksonville area. I mean, Tim Aquinas, 20 minutes down the street. We got a Fleming Island Golf Club, Eagle Harbor, Eagle Landing, a lot of golf courses right here in the area. And, you know, a lot of our customers, when I worked on the beat, at the beach side, they came from where I live. So we're just going to put this here. And so much of my business, Johnny, isn't even going to come from in-person stuff. You know, it's going to come from people on Instagram hitting me up going, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Can you build it? And I can say yes and have it to them in a timely manner. That's the goal. You know, I feel like we're going to create something that people will come to, hang out, experience, you know, be a part of the process and not feel like they're dealing with a company, but they're just literally dealing with me, someone that they already know and hopefully trust after a few years of conversing on Instagram and other social media.
I like that idea.
I don't know, Johnny, you know, you get the vibe. You know, you've been to our events. You see how people are, you know, and I think every single person that talks to me on Instagram or plays in our events and has become friends with me or had me, you know, get them some sort of golf equipment where they got their golf equipment from me one way or another. They did. I think every single one of them would agree with the fact that, like, for whatever reason, people give a shit, Johnny. Like, people really like having that experience with me. And I'm going to run with it, man. I'm just going to keep doing it and run with it. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, I'll say this. People do care. And the point to this whole topic, a big chunk of this conversation is that it's inspiring people to care. The people that don't care, inspiring them to care, to take notice, to get curious. And certain people are good at passing that message along. And you're one of them. So I think that's a great space for you to come in there, because ultimately, like, you know, you're a fitter, but you're also, and this is where you and Trotty are very unique, and hopefully I can throw myself in this bucket, and Ian Frazier for sure, are educators. You know, it's educating the masses, the people that don't know so much, and giving them a little bit of confidence. And when they are going out to buy a new golf club or curious about a new club, or they want to know, you know, what the best thing to do with a certain golf club is, like, it's all important, and you need the right people explaining that to you. So, like, you know, that you're a rare breed having somebody walk in your garage going, hey, I want to hit the new Cobra Speed Zone driver. Like, how, you know, is it the right one for me? Or like, what makes it a great driver? And you can go in and say, like, this is why it works. This is why it doesn't. This is what, you know, the Speed Zone Extreme does, or this is what the Titleist one does, and walk them through that process, because, you know, information can be overwhelming, and you want people to, you don't want them to buy one set of golf clubs from you. You want them to buy five or six over the next 10, 15 years if you're going to be building clubs for that long. And like, that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying to, I think that the spirit of it is that we're not trying to find customers. We're trying to find new golfers and, you know, golfers that are going to give our product a fair shake. But if they don't have the information that they need and they don't understand what it is that we built, you're not going to get a fair shake. Because they're going to hit it, and if they don't understand how to use it or why to use it that way, it's going to get two hits and a toss to the side when it could have been the right golf club for them. So you need the right people explaining to them why it is the right golf club. And that's you.
Right.
Right? That's why I get that. Right. That is why I call – I don't want to say call them out. I'm not calling out anybody. That's why I have an opinion on the matter. It's like you could be doing so much more. You could be doing so much more.
Because it comes – again, Johnny, what you're saying, though, it just comes down to the word effort. You know, like, you've got to be willing to answer those questions. You have to put in the effort. And if somebody's willing to put in the effort, they're going to succeed. I mean, that's just it. You know, like, being willing to share your knowledge and putting in the effort when people ask you, one, it's just a respect thing. And two, it's the way it needs to be, you know? So I've got places where I can fit outside if I need to, and then we'll have a retail shop and we'll be able to fit indoors, you know, controlled environment. So, you know, all that's coming. My whole thing is I'm just going to do whatever the consumer wants me to do for them. And that's it. And it's worked so far. You know, I'm going to just kind of put the pedal down and keep going and keep sharing, keep, you know, amp up the, you know, from a business standpoint, Johnny, you know, you and I could have this conversation. You would understand this, but I've been asked so many times, like, why don't you explain more about, show me your build process, show me this. And the answer was selfish, but it was, look, I can't give all of that to a company that employs me. that there's value attached to that. I can't just give them everything, you know, the audience that I've built and the relationships that I've built over social media over the past really 3 to 5 years. I can't just give that away, because what's going to happen when they turn their back on me, which I'm not going to say they turn their back on me, but situation is happening literally right now. You know, like I would have done all of that for nothing.
Right.
You know, now when I do it, I can see out the entire process. I can stand behind the entire process. This is how I do it. By the way, when you come to me, I'm going to be building your golf clubs, right? Not a builder within the company. It's going to be me. You know, it's all of these things that I can now do and say that I just wouldn't have been able to do before, and know that I can trust that it's all coming back to me.
Right.
In one way, shape, or form. Now, I tell everybody, look, if you can get something, you know, for you, you want to go a different route, you go a different route. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that's fine. That's great. I'm going to give you the information. But what I'm just saying is I couldn't sit in my fitting bay, you know, 6 months ago and just knock out TXG videos like Ian does.
No, it's a different animal. It's like, you know, you're basically in your job or your past job, you know, it's like waiting tables, you know, it's turn and burn. You got to do as many as you can to make an income. The restaurant owner, you know, looks at the whole day and goes, that was a good day. You know, I was here monitoring and, you know, putting out fires or dealing with high end clientele, but ultimately like, you know, the waiters are the people that are turning and burning. So it is a different, that's one of the hopefully you'll experience soon. And hopefully, you know, you want to get rich, you want to have control of your life, you got to work for yourself. Like, you can't get rich working for somebody else. That I can assure you. And you know, it's just the state of the world. It's the way it works, but you have to at the same time take on all the risk too. Interesting conversation. Exactly what I needed. I needed to, I don't want to say vent.
I don't know. It was a little different.
It's important to talk. It's important to talk. Like, and it's, you know, I can speak for both Brian and I, you know, both of us are, you know, I talk to Brian a lot and very passionate conversations. And most of the time it's figuring out how to make people better and get the information to you in the right way. And, we're all trying to do that. You know, I think Brian and I just feel like, you know, our ways, you know, we think it's better than the other people's ways maybe, or, you know, we like the way that we do it and we've seen some results in the way we do it. And I throw, you know, a lot of people that I converse with in that bucket. I definitely throw Ian Frazier in there and some other people that I've, you know, that I'm friends with that really know how to explain, golf clubs and golf in general and golf instruction. Some people are just very, very good communicators. And, I think you're excellent at it. And, you know, it's always fun to have candid conversations with people that know their stuff.
I mean, look, to your point of all of that, there's some great communicators, there's people out there. And I guess my difference is always, and maybe you're a little bit this way, but, you know how this person is successful, but man, they had like straight C's in high school, right? They just did what they could to get by, mm-hmm. or they never studied for a test and they got an A on the test. I always just kind of compare myself to that person that I don't always know the exact right way to say it, but I'll get the answer in the end. I'll get the right answer in the end. I don't study for tests. I don't do that sort of thing. And I still pass. I still, you know, made it, things like that. And I feel like there's communicators like that. Some are just very, you know, communicators and educators. Some people are just really good at finding their own way. And I kind of put my hand up to that bucket. And then there's people that they like are perfect in every single way as far as getting to the right answer for you. And you just kind of got to find the person that you learn best from. And you got to kind of match up with the way that you like to learn and consume education and content.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not polished in any way, shape or form. I wasn't polished in radio. I wasn't polished, you know, in golf. I was never polished in any way, shape or form, but I always was able to figure it out. And I think right now where we're at in the world, this is the perfect time for people that can figure it out.
Yep. So my brother, I love you. I'm going to let you go. That was a great show.
I really hope that you're able to get a golf club in your hand and do something. I hope everyone's able to get a golf club in their hand, and do something here soon, just because it's crazy how much I'm supposed to be at Pinehurst tomorrow. And that's just not happening. And that depresses me, right? So I know that I'm not the only one out there that's dealing with it. And I know up north, they got you on a massive lockdown. And for your sanity and every golfer's sanity, I just hope that we're all out there again soon.
My brother, as always, much love. It was fun. And I'm sure I'll speak with you in due course.
Just say I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.